now hit me.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys. Hey, I got out of that segment without being chastised. So we've all determined that with the way I feel today and barely trying to talk, articulate words here, low and slow is better for me. So we're going to hit segment three here, which is the opposite of Fast and Furious, is low and slow. Now we're talking barbecue. We're not talking grilling generally. There are some things you grill low and slow.
Yeah.
But this is barbecue.
And that wasn't necessarily the thought. It's what we always go to. But the thought was, my thought was, you can still do low and slow on your grill. You don't have to have a smoker. You don't have to barbecue, as we like to say. Everybody's got their own definition. So however you take it, doesn't matter. But the temperature of your cook surface and your cooking chamber is going to be lower. That hence the low.
Right.
And that means it's going to have to be slow because you're going to have to take your time. And we do that when we have maybe a denser piece of meat or we have something that we want to be have a more subtle surface. We don't want that crispy anything on it.
Right.
And I think a chicken breast that way.
Right.
You can't rush a bone-in skin-on chicken breast. That's my favorite piece of chicken. Bone-on, skin-on, beautiful, juicy. From Sobe, he's got these beautiful big chickens that he serves up people and I'm a mouse watering right now. I can't even talk, but you get one of those big breasts, and we all like big breasts. You get one of those on the grill. Sorry, Conrad. But am I wrong?
No.
I'd love those.
No, I do love big breasts.
And I have to.
Oh, no. Oh.
It's just when you have all that bone structure and the skin, and if it's a big breast like that, we're going to beat that to death, Conrad. When it's thicker, it takes a while to get that temperature through it. And that is exactly the type of muscle, when you talk about those hot fluids moving around, it's exactly the type that you want that work to take place in.
Right.
Because chicken still is a tenuous piece of meat. I mean, we don't want to get sick.
Right. And the reason with the skin on and the bone in is many, many, many of our listeners buy skinless, boneless chicken breasts.
Frozen. Okay?
Frozen.
Tyson.
Yeah.
Satan.
So, but if you get the bone in and the skin on, you've got two sources of protection for that piece of protein that are going to allow you to keep it moist while it getting it to the temperature that you want it to come to.
Sure.
The skinless, boneless chicken thigh or breast is
just
tough.
Bake it.
It's tough.
Just bake it.
You got to use indirect heat and keep it low and turn it a couple times. But
for low and slow, you can still do that piece if you want to marinate a skinless, boneless. And they're not awful. I don't care for them, but let's face it, bulk of people prepping food for their families out there are probably going to default to that piece. I might be wrong, but
yeah, they'll cook it and dice it up and put it on salads or put it in casseroles or. Maybe they'll cover it in cheese and marinara sauce and make a chicken dish like that or whatever.
But yeah, my wife does a beautiful one like that, and that's a great use for that.
Right. But again, you're keeping them moist and you're putting them in with other foods. It's not like you're just pulling it off and running a knife through it and eating it.
Yeah, and if you're going to do that, maybe you'd want to marinate it.
Yeah.
Again, bring it up to a warmer temperature and throw it in some marinade for a few hours in the fridge.
Yep.
Especially if it's a frozen piece, thaw that baby, and you can still use the basic, the cheapest, easiest way to do it, and that's cheap vinaigrette.
Yeah, or zesty Italian's popular.
That's what I'm thinking
of.
Yeah,
some things like that. Yep, exactly. So what about equipment for this? Now, you were talking about the type of grill that you're going to use on something like this.
Well, if it's low and slow, any junk you've got to work. Because it's all going to be low. This is your style. If you've got a crappy grill, this is your style.
Yeah. And, I think crappy grills are, we don't need to be snobs. We have great equipment, but it was because we had connections to get it. And not everybody's got a tech infrared grill right? Like we have.
But that's one of the areas, I guess, that came to mind was talking about infrared more, and it doesn't have to be tech.
Right.
It's the most expensive one on the market. Let's go to something that's more affordable. Let's make sure we get true infrared and don't fall for the whatever the Chinese knockoff is that tech sold their technology to. They sold one portion of it to, which was a huge mistake. But they sell them in the big box stores. It's the biggest brand you'll see. I'm not going to say it. But it's not true infrared. It's a flame hitting a burner pan.
Yep.
And there's a certain amount of infrared to it. It's not the worst thing in the world. The worst thing in the world is the fact that it's Chinese steel and it's gone in 4 years and you can't get parts. So what I'm going to encourage people to do is start doing their research on true infrared, and there's plenty of people that make them. And I won't throw out the names. Do your own research. Go down to Garrett's Appliance. They'll walk you through it. But plan on saving up for this investment, because this thing's going to last you the rest of your life, and you'll never regret it because you'll be grilling better than you've ever grilled in your life.
Right.
That's just a fact.
Yeah. For the explanation that was told to me early on about infrared is like this time of year, we don't get a lot of sunshine. But if you get a day that's like 10 degrees out, but you go out and the sun's shining, right, you're going to feel that warmth of the sun. Even though it's 10 degrees, your body, which is filled with proteins, right, and accepts that heat, and you start to feel warmer from the radiation and
Warm juices are circulating in
your body, right?
Hmm.
So, and it's the same thing with an infrared grill, is that flame creates infrared heat when it hits that sheet of glass, and that infrared heat...
that sheet of glass is only tech.
Right,
most infrareds are going to be something a bit different, but it's the same effect.
Right.
It's still infrared. And if you want to figure out what that heat is, you can go to a basic old science book that you've got in your basement. Pull it out and look at the rays that come off the sun. It'll show you all the different rays, gamma, X, infra. There's all sorts of rays that come in as that whatever it's called. It's not a protein. It's a proton or something. As it travels further from the sun, it changes the wave. And the wave gets bigger, the wave sign, the signal. And there's the different types of rays, X-ray, infrared, and
woo! So, that was a science lesson right there.
Well, wow. It's kind of cool. It's what
Gee,
you were
Mr.
talking
Wizard.
About.
Right, yeah.
It's kind of what you were talking about. But do your research on who's making, and be careful of this. When you're online, be careful of the first page or two, especially if it's Google, because they're a shill, you know, they're a money making operation, right?
Well, sure they are.
They're not looking out for you. They're making money off who wants to promote their review, and that review is probably sponsored by somebody, and so it's gonna send you to Amazon. It's gonna send you to Walmart. It's not a true review. Wayfair, all that stuff. Those are just setups. Find some people who actually write honest reviews. And look at infrared reviews, and I'm going to tell you it's going to be the third, fourth, or tenth page in, you're going to start finding the gold.
Yeah.
And then listen to what these people are saying their experience has been. We tell you ours, but go to somebody else, you know.
Well, Garrett's is a great place to go for that, too. Because
I'm just saying do your research before you get there so you're educated, and you walk in and those customer service people start showing you everything they've got. You have a little better idea as to what they're saying.
Right. Right. Yeah, that's great advice.
You're a great researcher.
Yeah,
so, I mean,
do a lot of it.
Fits
yep.
right in with your MO.
Right. So low and slow is a great way to cook this time of year, because when the temperature's cold outside, it's hard to get your equipment to stay hot without just cranking the fuel to it. So this is a good time to experiment with low and slow this time of year, because Mother Nature's helping you with something like that. So coming up next, there's other types of equipment that we use, whether it be a flat top. I thought that was a haircut, but fryers, pizza ovens, we're going to cover them all. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back